AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In the Iran war, both sides ratcheted up attacks on energy facilities Wednesday. A source tells AP the U.S. was informed about Israel's plans to strike an Iranian gas field, but did not take part. And oil prices surged to more than $108 per barrel on the international market. Philip Crowther reports from the Persian Gulf's choke point.
When I look out here across the opening to the Strait of Hormuz, especially at nighttime when they have their lights on, I see dozens of ships waiting for what they hope would be a safe passage. And on the other side, inside the Persian Gulf, hundreds of ships are waiting. But maritime and trade data platforms do show that some ships get through. 89 ships altogether since the start of the war. One-fifth are affiliated with Iran. There are also ships that are affiliated with India and Pakistan that have managed to make their way during wartime through the Strait of Hormuz. And other ships have been heading to China.
Israel's also targeting Iran's leaders, killing the intelligence minister with an overnight strike. Economic news, inflation at the wholesale level was hotter than expected last month. Producer prices up 3.4% from February last year. The U.S. national debt has hit a record $39 trillion. And Lisa Dwyer reports the FAA has issued a new rule to help prevent collisions near airports.
Air traffic controllers will now use radar to ensure that helicopters maintain a safe distance from arriving and departing airplanes in the wake of last year's fatal mid-air collision near Washington, D.C. The Federal Aviation Administration says that recent near misses show previous guidelines for pilots to maintain visual separation between helicopters and airplanes have failed to provide adequate protection around busy airports. The new rules apply to more than 150 of the nation's busiest airports. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Dachshunds joining the ranks of most popular dogs.
For the first time in over two decades, the sausage-shaped hounds were among the five most prevalent dog breeds in the American Kennel Club rankings. Breeder Trudy Kawami.
Long nose, long ears, long body, long tail, short legs. So that they're amusing to look at.
The list covers 202 breeds, says the AKC's Brandy Hunter Munden.
Our culture loves our labs and our goldens, and that is always going to be true. They're in the fabric of who we are. And the Frenchie holds tight. I think that it holds tight because of the way we live, more so than it just being a cute dog. It is compatible with apartment living, and many of us live in apartments.
The French Bulldog is number one, followed by Retrievers, Shepherds, Dachshunds, and Poodle. Julie Walker, New York.
For more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.